All right. As you sit there relaxing, anticipating, going into a deeper state of relaxation called hypnosis, the mere anticipation of going into hypnosis, which you've experienced many, many times before, your unconscious awareness knows what that feels like, remembers what that feels like, and in the act of remembering, it is reliving the sensations of deep relaxation now, as you allow yourself to just let go and relax. And as you sit there comfortably resting, you can begin to realize that you can really begin to relax and just take a deep breath. And as you exhale, you can imagine you're seated in a beautiful clearing in a wonderfully magical forest. It's toward evening, and the stars are just starting to emerge, and the sky is a deep, dark, beautiful blue. And perhaps in the distance, you can imagine the bubbling sound of a brook, or the pleasant sound of crickets that soothe and calm you in the safe, warm forest. And you can begin to imagine that over your head, a warm, comfortable light starts to bathe your head. And as it does, you can feel your face just start to relax. Just let every little muscle around your eyes just begin to relax completely. And take a deep breath. And exhale slowly. And just relax even more deeply now. And as the light moves down over your face, you can let the tiny muscles around your mouth just relax completely. And you can even let your teeth part slightly and go even more deeply relaxed. And as the restful light shines down over your throat and over your neck, you may get the urge to swallow now, and that's okay. Just let yourself sink down lower and relax. And just go deeper and deeper relaxed. And let the light float down over your shoulders and into your chest. And breathe out stress as you go deeper and deeper relaxed, and relax your stomach too. And as the light moves down your arms and into your hands, you can let every finger relax completely now. And let the light begin to move down the back of your head too, and into your neck, and down into your spine, letting your upper back just go limp and relaxed. And as the light moves into your hips and down your thighs, just take another deep breath. And flow down even more, deeper relaxed. And as the light relaxes your legs and flows through your knees and into your calves and shins, just relax even deeper now. And relax your ankles and let the relaxation spread around your heels and into your feet, even causing every toe to just relax completely. And breathe deeply, relaxing, deeply breathing and relaxing. And now you can just imagine that you stand up in the beautiful clearing and begin to walk slowly and deliberately to the edge of the forest. And as you look down, you can notice a flight of marble steps, cool and green, leaning down into the warm, safe depths of the forest below. And it's very comfortable to begin to descend the steps. And so you start to slowly and carefully walk like a sleepwalker down the marble steps to the safe depths of the warm forest. And you might even imagine the smell of the evergreen trees as you go deeper. And as I count down from 10 to 0, you can go all the way into deep trance. 10, just relax even deeper. 9, and slowly descend in your imagination. 8, and wherever you go, my voice will go with you, and you are very safe. 7, and very comfortable. 6, as you go deeper and deeper and deeper into trance. 5 times deeper than before, going deeper into a restful trance. Only 3 steps to go as you realize that 1 can always go deeper and deeper into trance now. On 0, all the way into a deep, pleasant trance. And you can recognize at a deep level the sort of sensations that cause you to feel safe as you go deeper to the place where your unconscious mind can enable you to enjoy a restful state that develops into something very comfortable. Places await you as you feel the sense or nonsense of all this. That's right. And go deeper to that place now, where you can feel all that your unconscious has to offer you in trance. And as you are resting there, drifting into this quiet space, Imagine you are sitting in a peaceful garden, the kind of place where everything feels safe, easy, and natural. The sunlight filters through the trees, and a soft breeze moves gently past you. This garden is a place where communication flows effortlessly between the leaves and the wind, the flowers and the soil, even the sunlight and the shadows. Everything in this garden is connected, communicating in its own gentle, harmonious way. And as you sit there, you may begin to notice things, subtle things, the way the flowers lean toward the sun, as though they're listening to its warmth. The way the breeze moves through the leaves, as though it's carrying a message only they can hear. And perhaps as you observe this, a thought might come to you, a thought about communication can be so much more than just words. Now, and as you sit here, deeply relaxed, you realize that within you is a reservoir of strength and wisdom. You understand that you have the power to communicate your needs with confidence and clarity. Imagine yourself speaking to your husband, feeling calm and grounded. Picturing yourself saying, I need to feel loved and appreciated in our relationship. This is important to me, you say. Notice how strong and clear your voice is. Feel the confidence in your words. And now imagine your husband listening to you. See him truly hearing your words and understanding your feelings. Imagine his expression softening as he begins to comprehend how much love and appreciation mean to you. Feel a sense of connection growing between the two of you. Now, take a moment to imagine ways to help your husband understand you better. Perhaps it's by gently explaining how small gestures of love, like a kind word or thoughtful action, make you feel valued. Picture yourself sharing this with him in a loving, non-judgmental way. As you visualize this, remind yourself that you deserve love and respect. You are worthy of being seen, heard, and valued. This is your truth, and you carry it with you always. And as you continue to grow in confidence, you find harmony becoming a natural part of your relationship. You notice moments where you and your husband connect more deeply, where you feel supported and appreciated. These moments grow stronger and more frequent because you have chosen to approach your relationship with love, understanding, and strength. You might remember, Anne, a time when you held a conversation without even speaking. Maybe it was a look, a shared laugh, or just a feeling, a sense that you understood each other without needing to explain. And perhaps you've noticed before how, with the right tone, the right pause, and the right gesture, even the simplest words can open doors to connection. It's like tending to a garden. You don't force the flowers to bloom. You give them sunlight, water, and space to grow. And sometimes the soil needs to be softened, or the plants need a little time to stretch toward the light. In the same way, communication doesn't have to be rushed. It can unfold naturally in its own time when the conditions are right. And isn't it interesting, Anne, how some seeds take a little longer to sprout? But when they do, they can grow into the most beautiful, resilient plants. And perhaps you've already begun to notice ways you can create that kind of space, that kind of sunlight in your conversations. Sometimes it's amazing how the right question, asked with curiosity and warmth, can open the door to deeper connection. You might find yourself in the days and weeks ahead asking positive and uplifting questions that create space for affection and appreciation. Questions that invite your husband to reflect on the positive, to notice the little joys, and to feel safe enough to share. And as you ask these uplifting, positive questions, you may notice how they shift the energy between both of you, creating a space that feels lighter, warmer, and more open. You might even find that his answers surprise you, that they bring a smile to your face, and perhaps even deepen your connection in ways you didn't expect. Isn't it fascinating how, when we focus on the positive, the other person begins to feel that positivity as well? And how, by listening with genuine interest, you create a sense of safety and trust that makes it easier for him to open up emotionally, little by little. And should he not open up or respond favorably to your uplifting questions or to your new communication approaches, that's okay. You accept that human interactions can be complex. And yet you know that with time, creativity, and resourcefulness, the right approach and the right mix of words at the right time will bring about positive, emotionally uplifting responses. You are naturally patient and optimistic in all your heartfelt efforts in creating a more loving and harmonious relationship. Imagine now, Anne, a moment in the near future. Picture yourself sitting with your husband, perhaps over dinner or during a quiet evening at home. You feel calm, centered, and fully present. You ask one of these gentle, uplifting questions, and you see something shift in him. Perhaps it's the softening of his expression, or the way he pauses to reflect before he answers. You notice how the conversation flows easily, naturally, like a quiet stream. And as he answers, you feel a sense of connection growing stronger between you. And maybe, just maybe, he leans in a little closer, or his voice takes on a softer tone, or his words carry a note of affection you haven't heard in a while. Feel how good it feels to create this kind of space, a space where both of you feel seen, heard, and valued, a space where gratitude and affection naturally grow, like sunlight breaking through the clouds. Now, and as you reflect on your needs and desires, you realize how important it is to cultivate meaning and purpose outside your marriage. Imagine yourself exploring activities that build up your self-esteem and confidence, activities that bring you fulfillment and joy. These activities are not all about entertainment. They are about personal growth, independence, and discovering your true potential. Picture yourself engaging in something that sparks your passion. Perhaps it's volunteering for a cause you care about deeply, learning a new skill, perhaps, or joining a group of like-minded individuals who share your values. Visualize yourself thriving in these activities, feeling a sense of accomplishment and pride, being fully engaged in meaningful personal growth activities outside of your marriage will actually strengthen your marriage as you become more confident, self-assured, and independent of spirit. Notice how these experiences add richness to your life. They make you feel strong, independent, and less reliant on your husband for love and validation. But of course, you want love and validation from your husband, but you don't need it to feel whole and complete. Let me remind you this again. They make you feel strong and independent and less reliant on your husband for love and validation. Of course, you want love and validation from your husband, but you don't need it to feel whole and complete. You see yourself as a whole, capable person who brings balance and harmony to your relationship because of the confidence you cultivated within yourself. Now, imagine one small practical step you can take today to foster this connection and independence. Perhaps it's writing him a heartfelt note, sharing something you appreciate about him, or something aside, setting aside a time to talk. Or maybe it's signing up for a class or reaching out to an organization that aligns with your values. See yourself taking these steps and feel how they create a ripple of positivity in your life and your relationship. Trust that these small actions will build over time, creating the loving partnership and fulfilling life you desire. From this day forward, you carry with you a deep sense of self-worth. You know how to express your needs with confidence, and you trust that your words have value. You also recognize that relationships are built on mutual understanding, and you are patient as you guide your husband to better understanding your needs. You are strong. You are deserving of love, and you are capable of creating a harmonious, loving relationship. You are also capable of living a meaningful, independent life filled with activities and pursuits that bring you joy and purpose, all the while maintaining a harmonious, loving relationship with your husband. That's right. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis, knowing the truth that your unconscious awareness knows all the solutions to the relationship that you want to improve, including the relationship with yourself. And your unconscious awareness will guide you through intuition, through coincidences, through serendipity, and you will see this unfolding naturally, easily, and effortlessly as your relationship with yourself and your relationship with your husband continues to improve over time. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here today, changes that will continue to unfold in the days ahead. 2, powerful positive changes have taken place here today, changes that will continue to unfold naturally, easily, effortlessly in the days ahead, strengthening your relationship with yourself and with your husband. And 3, recognizing the hypnosis is slowly coming to an end. 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling wonderful, relaxed, peaceful, and calm.